In addition to the five existing A Song of Ice and Fire books that inspired the TV series Game of Thrones, RNIB Library also has this.
The long reign of King Aegon I Targaryen, 1 AC to 37 AC, was by and large a peaceful one, in his later years especially. But before the Dragon's Peace, as the last two decades of his kingship were later called by the Maesters of the Citadel, came the Dragon's Wars, the last of which was as cruel and bloody a conflict as any ever fought in Westeros.
Fire and Blood, 300 years before A Game of Thrones, by George R.R. Martin. Set 300 years before the events in A Song of Ice and Fire, Fire and Blood is the definitive history of the Targaryens in Westeros. It begins their tale with the legendary Aegon the Conqueror, creator of the Iron Throne, and goes on to recount the generations of Targaryens who fought to hold that iconic seat, all the way up to the civil war that nearly tore their dynasty apart.
Though the Wars of Conquest were said to have ended when Aegon was crowned and anointed by the High Septon in the Starry Sept of Oldtown, not all of Westeros had yet submitted to his rule. In the Bight, the Lords of the Three Sisters had taken advantage of the chaos of Aegon's conquest to declare themselves a free nation and crown Lady Marla of House Sunderland their queen. As the Arryn fleet had largely been destroyed during the conquest, the king commanded his Warden of the North, Torrhen Stark of Winterfell, to end the Sister Men's rebellion, and a northern army departed from White Harbour on a fleet of hired Bravo Sea galleys under the command of Sir Warwick Manderly. The sight of his sails, and the sudden appearance of Queen Visenya and Vhagar in the skies above Sisterton, took the heart out of the Sistermen.
What really happened during the Dance of the Dragons? Why was it so deadly to visit Valyria after the Doom? What were Major the Cruel's worst crimes? And what was it like in Westeros when dragons ruled the sky? Fire and Blood, 300 years before A Game of Thrones, is read by Simon Vance, and it lasts 26 hours and 24 minutes. And you will feel every one of those minutes, as this reads more of a textbook than as a Game of Thrones adventure. It is a very dense history, and can be a bit confusing, as more than one Targaryen is called Aegon. But if you're a Game of Thrones fan, Fire and Blood is talking book number 703684. Also in the library, you'll find The World of Ice and Fire, The Untold History of Westeros, and The Game of Thrones.
There are none who can say with certain knowledge when the world began. Yet this has not stopped many maesters and learned men from seeking the answer. Is it 40,000 years old, as some hold, or perhaps a number as large as 500,000, or even more? It is not written in any book that we know. For in the first age of the world, the Dawn Age, men were not lettered. We can be certain that the world was far more primitive, however, a barbarous place of tribes living directly from the land with no knowledge of the working of metal or the taming of beasts. What little is known to us of those days is contained in the oldest of texts.
George R.R. Martin, in collaboration with Elio M. Garcia Jr. and Linda Antosin, has written a comprehensive history of the Seven Kingdoms, featuring the epic battles, bitter rivalries, and daring rebellions that lead up to the events in the Song of Ice and Fire series.
With the destruction of the Rhoynar, Valyria soon achieved complete domination of the western half of Essos, from the Narrow Sea to Slaver's Bay, and from the Summer Sea to the Shivering Sea. Slaves poured into the freehold and were quickly dispatched beneath the 14 flames to mine the precious gold and silver the freeholders loved so well.
Collected within this volume is the accumulated knowledge, scholarly speculation, and inherited folk tales of maesters and septons, magi and singers, family trees for the houses Stark, Lannister, and Targaryen, and in-depth explanations of the history and culture of Westeros.
Outside the smoking ruins of Harrenhal, King Aegon accepted an oath of fealty from Edmund Tully, Lord of Riverrun, and named him Lord Paramount of the Trident. The other river lords did homage as well, to Aegon as king and to Edmund Tully as their liege lord. When the ashes are cooled enough to allow men to enter the castle safely, the swords of the fallen, many shattered or melted or twisted into ribbons of steel by dragonfire, were gathered up and sent back to the Aegon fort in wagons.
Again, a book for the real fans of Game of Thrones. It's read by Roy Dotrice and Nicholas Guy Smith. It runs for 21 hours, 23 minutes, and it's talking book number 700189.